This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin, MS, RD, CDN. I'm the nutritionist here with a private practice in New York. I also work with Dr. Ronald Hoffman, as many of you who download this podcast already know. And he and I do a weekly podcast together, which is called Q&A with Layla, normally posted most Wednesdays of the month. And you can download these podcasts anytime, drhoffman.com. You can also go there to read various articles. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Go to drhoffman.com to subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. And for those of you who have questions, topics of interest that you'd like to hear me talk about on this podcast, you can email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. If you wish to make an appointment with me, 212-779-1744. That number again is 212-779-1744. You speak to Grimaldi, she will set you up. Okay, I want to talk about, now you've probably heard of the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. I want to talk to you about that. It's just come out again, and it does pretty much annually at Environmental Working Group. Environmental Working Group is a nonprofit organization focused on human health and the environment, and it produces this report annually since the year 2004. So, interestingly, kale is a surprise on this year's 2019's Dirty Dozen list. While it may still be considered a superfood, kale took third place on this year's Dirty Dozen list of fruits and vegetables with the most pesticide residue. Once again, strawberries and spinach took first and second, as they did on last year's list. I don't know about you, but I've been getting organic strawberries and spinach at the very least as often as possible. And the only time that I don't buy organic strawberries or spinach is if that produce looks very sad, old, and tired, meaning it's on its way out, or the color is not good, or it's only a matter of time before soft rot sets in on the spinach and the strawberries don't look juicy at all or anything like that. You can also get them frozen, organic frozen. So this year, more than 92% of kale samples tested had two or more pesticide residues detected, and a single sample could have up to 18 different residues, Environmental Working Group found. The most frequently detected pesticide found on about 60% of kale samples was Dacthal, also called DCPA. Dacthal is spelled D, like David, A-C-T-H-A-L, also called DCPA. Now, this has been classified by the Environmental Protection Agency as a possible human carcinogen, and this is based on animal studies. The EWG, and EWG is Environmental Working Group, researchers analyzed test data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the report, and kale had not been tested in more than 10 years, says the director of Healthy Living Science at EWG and a co-author of this report. The percent of kale samples with residue increased from 76% to 98%, citing the difference between the testing in the year 2007 and again in 2017, which was the data used for this year's report. Quote, the average number of residues on a single sample increased from 2 to more than 5. This is very concerning, isn't it? More reason to try and go organic as much as you can and really consider things. I think the biggest obstacle, just an aside here, the biggest obstacle I find for many people, and myself included, is the cost of some organic produce. Sometimes it's exorbitant, it's ridiculous. And I've gone to food store managers and talked to them saying, how can you charge $3.50 for a bunch of organic green onions when the commercial can be found for as little as 2 bunches for a dollar? It's a little bit ridiculous, and people have listened and so forth, and I've seen the price of organic produce start to come down. And the other thing I don't like about much of organic produce that I find in the shops where I live here in New York is that it's all bundled in plastic. I'm tired of plastic. I'm trying to reduce the plastic in my house. I'm trying, you know, not to use plastic containers, reverting to all glass, doing all of that, and trying not to use any plastic storage containers whatsoever. And yet, all of this organic produce is wrapped in plastic. It's not free form, so to speak. Can't just go to the produce aisle and to a bin of apples and pick my apples. They're wrapped in packages of 3 and 4, and I don't want all this plastic. Not to mention then the styrofoam backing, the clamshell or the container that it's in, and then they wrap it in plastic. So I'm trying to get away from all of this. It's almost an oxymoron, right? You want organic produce, but you're buying all this plastic at the same time. Anyhow, so despite this report from EWG, Environmental Working Group, they stress that the report should not discourage people from eating fruits and vegetables, although they do suggest that people choose organic produce when possible, as even washing produce does not remove all pesticides. And this is a fact. I will tell you right now, in my undergraduate food science course, one of my biggest takeaways was the apple is not merely sprayed. It's not the skin and the peeling of the skin and, oh, I peeled the skin of this commercial apple, so I've gotten rid of most of the pesticide. No, no, no. I found out from my food science professor that that pesticide, herbicide, all of it is being put into the soil at the base of that apple tree. Those particular toxicants are growing into the fruit itself. This is why it's important. And this is why apples are number 5 on the dirty dozen list. So, Environmental Working Group recommends that people choose organic, absolutely. And I would lead you to that myself, and as far as your pocketbook allows. And I would say to you then, just don't buy that very expensive produce. Go look for other produce. Now, other experts who viewed the report say the amount of pesticides found is not high enough to be a health hazard. I would wish that to be true. But you know, you have to take into consideration children, babies, with their small bodies and their developing brains and neurological systems and immune systems, pregnant women, I'm always advising pregnant women to go organic everywhere possible that they can. I mean, this is important. So when I hear other agencies saying, oh, the amount of pesticides found is not high enough to be a health hazard, I wish that to be true. But I don't believe that it is, and we do have to be careful, and there is an entire toxic burden. So a little pesticide here, a little herbicide there, a little more plastic in your house, the phthalates and PCBs and things in your personal grooming products, in your vinyl shower curtain, all of these add up. So as far as the things that you can control, what we put in our mouths, let's do better, right? So here are Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen for this year. After adding kale, this year's list repeats all of the entries on last year's list, except for sweet bell peppers, which was in 12th place last year. So this year's Dirty Dozen, I feel like there should be a drum roll. Number one is strawberries. Number two is spinach. Number three is kale. Number four, nectarines. Number five, apples. Again, this is Environmental Working Group's 2019 list of the Dirty Dozen. Number five is apples. Number six is grapes. Number seven is peaches. Number eight is cherries. Number nine is pears. Number 10 is tomatoes. Number 11 is celery. Number 12 is potatoes. Now, the Dirty Dozen plus, the researchers also called out hot peppers, which they say don't meet their traditional ranking criteria, but, quote, were found to be contaminated with insecticides toxic to the human nervous system. Let me repeat, were found to be contaminated with insecticides toxic to the human nervous system. Parkinson's disease, anyone? You know, it is hypothesized that Parkinson's has more to do with the toxic burden on our neurological system. So they found insecticides that are banned on some crops, but still allowed for use on hot peppers. And these are called acephate, chloropyrifos, and oxamel. The EWG recommends buying organic hot peppers or cooking them as the heat decreases pesticide levels. This is good. So let me now move on to the Clean 15 for the year 2019. The researchers at Environmental Working Group also produce a Clean 15 list, produce least likely to have pesticide residue. Much of this year's list also repeats last year's list. For 2019, mushrooms made the list, while mangoes dropped off. Good news for, mushroom lovers, right? They're now cleaner. Overall, more than 70% of the fruit and vegetable samples on the Clean 15 list had no pesticide residues, the researchers found. If they did have residues, only 6% had two or more pesticide types. So here's the list of the Clean 15. And I'm really glad that number one and still on the list is avocados. Less than 1% of samples show detectable levels of pesticides. Avocados are number one on the list of Clean 15. Number two is sweet corn. Less than 1% of the samples showed detectable levels for corn, as well as avocados. Clean 15 list, number three is pineapples. Number four is frozen sweet peas. Number 5, onions. Number 6, papayas. Number 7, eggplants. Number 8, asparagus. Number 9, kiwis. Number 10, cabbages. And I know cabbage has been on the list a long time of the clean 15. Number 11, cauliflower. Number 12, cantaloupes. Number 13, broccoli. Number 14, mushrooms. And number 15, honeydew melons. Now, I'm very happy about broccoli being on the clean 15, because one of the biggest things I notice when I go to the supermarket and I look at the organic broccoli and I compare it to the regular broccoli, the regular broccoli is fresher, has more blue hues. You don't want just that dark, deep green. You want blue. That's really fresh, and that's got loads of antioxidants. All those beautiful sulforaphanes in broccoli. But when I go look at the organic broccoli, and if it's not already wrapped in plastic, which you already know we don't want, a lot of the organic broccoli I am finding in my particular area, maybe you're finding better broccoli, I hope you are, organic. I'm finding it to be light green, almost yellow. That broccoli is already oxidized and has aged. So that's not the broccoli to buy. It's not the light green. We like the color light green, right? We think that's right. No, broccoli, you want it to be dark, deep green, blue. Blue in your broccoli. That's what you're looking for. And when you see a very light green turning yellow almost at the edges, put it back. I don't care that it's organic. You're not going to get the nutrition from that sample of broccoli that you're looking at than you would something else. So I'm very happy to see that broccoli has made the list of the clean 15. It was the same last year too, so this is a good thing. So let's go on to talk about the study methods, the health concerns of this report that comes out by Environmental Working Group. For the report, researchers ranked pesticide contamination of 47 fruits and vegetables based on an analysis of more than 40,000 samples taken by the USDA and FDA. The researchers looked at the percent tested with detectable pesticides, the percent with two or more, average number on a single sample, average amount of pesticides found, maximum number found on a single sample, and the total found on the crop. This was the criteria that they used. EWG researchers point to the value of a diet low in pesticide residues, citing research such as a recent report finding that people with the highest frequency of organic food consumption had a 25% lower risk of cancers of various types than those who had the lowest intake. Another study found a link between eating foods high in pesticide residues and fertility issues. This we already know, that we're seeing growing rates of infertility, and we're finding a positive association between infertility rates and pesticide residues. Now, a toxicologist weighs in. Carl Winter, PhD, a food toxicologist at the University of California, Davis, is familiar with the EWG reports. He calls the rankings, quote, arbitrary and of dubious value for consumers, end quote. When considering the risk of pesticides in food, he says, the actual amount of pesticide detected, the amount of that food eaten by a person, and the toxicity of the pesticide must all be evaluated. And he says that the EWG research does not do this. Of course it doesn't. It's just looking at the crops themselves. It's not looking at how much you eat. That is going to be personal, and you have to weigh the risk with the benefit. You want to get as much from the clean 15 as possible if you're not finding them organically grown. And of the dirty dozen, you want to buy organic. And if you're not, if you're eating the dirty produce, you don't want to eat that much of it. Stick more with the clean 15. So, it is concerning. I'm glad that Environmental Working Group, of which I'm a huge fan, does this annual report. So, I would like to believe that the amount of pesticide, herbicide use is small, but we know that is not the case because we're finding more and more residues, as is the topic of this particular article, which was about kale, because it hadn't been tested in 10 years, and in 10 years' time, they found a few more pesticide residues. This is very concerning. So, EWG responds, while the levels on individual produce may seem low, the overall burden is high, adding that people are also eating other foods with chemicals and pesticides. That's right. That's the entire toxic burden that I'm talking about. And they say, we're talking about a synergistic effect. Yes, this is true. So be wary of all of your toxic exposures and the things that you can control, like what you put in your mouth to eat, you can control. You can control your water filtration. The air that we breathe, not so much. You do the best that you can. Certainly you can have air purifiers in your home, right? But everything that we could do to reduce our toxic burden is good. Is valuable. And I do appreciate Environmental Working Group's annual report of the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. And I want to thank you once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.